Good morning. Today's scripture comes from the epistle appointed for today's morning prayer, the first letter of Paul to Timothy, chapter 5, verses 17 through 19. It reads, "Let the elders who rule well be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in preaching and teaching. For the scripture says, 'You shall not muzzle an ox while it is treading out the grain,' and the laborer deserves to be paid. Never accept any accusation against an elder, except on the evidence of two or three witnesses. We have become a throwaway nation. We see it in the multitudes and depths of our local dumps and landfills. But what we can't see so easily are the people and the relationships we tend to throw away. For the most part, we are a culture who thrives on the young and value the youth, but at the expense of cherishing our elders. Typically, our older population offers balance and a sense of calmness in the storm, because they have weathered storms and have traveled the unknown path to the field of clarity and at times peaceful closure. They hold the memories of where we have come and how we have arrived at the present moment. Our elders carry with them a deep sense of wisdom, and in many cases, a much deeper sense of faith. I invite you to join with me today, not on a reflection, but on an awakening to the elders in our lives. No matter how old you may be in calendar years, you still have people around you who may be wiser, more faithful, more balanced. Reach out to them. Take time to hear their stories. Offer to them the gift of worthiness and companionship." Today's closing prayer may be found on page 830 in the Book of Common Prayer. Prayer number 49, for the aged. Let us pray. Look with mercy, O God our Father, on all whose increasing years bring them weakness, distress, or isolation. Provide for them homes of dignity and peace. Give them understanding helpers and the willingness to accept help. And as their strength diminishes, increase their faith and their assurance of your love. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I invite you to call back on Monday for a new reflection, or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each reflection in your inbox. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.